Today we're going to talk about triads and chords. Chords is a real general term, a single chord, C-H-O-R-D. Might be a really complex chord or a simple chord. Triads specifically are simple chords, three-note chords, as triads might imply. Now, as far as the terminology, there are four different types of basic triads: a major triad, minor triad, diminished triad, and an augmented triad. And I'm going to add a couple more at the end that are being used a lot in modern pop music. So that we're going to define the interval structure of each of these four basic triads: major, minor, diminished, and augmented. And we'll start with the major chord, and that comes out of the major scale. So just to review, here's the sound of a major scale, key of C. And we're going to take the first note of the scale, the third note of the scale, and the fifth note of the scale together to create the major triad. It's three notes. First, which we're going to call the root, the third, and the fifth. So when we talk about chords, here's a major triad. We're going to talk about a root, a third, and a fifth. Root, third, fifth. Now the interval structure for a major triad is from the first note to the third note of the major scale. We already know that's a major third. And from the third up to the fifth of the chord, that's a minor third interval, which is a minor third. So you have a major third, and on top of that, you place a minor third, and the outside interval from the root to the fifth is a perfect fifth. So that's the interval structure of a major triad. From a root to the third, major third. From the third up to the fifth, a minor third. And from the root up to the fifth, a perfect fifth. Now we're going to define the other chords in relation to the major triad. If you take this major triad, and here's the third of the chord, and I lower it by one half step, so now the distance between the root to the third is a minor third, and if I use the same fifth that I used before, perfect fifth, that means the distance between the third of the chord and the fifth is now a major third. This is a minor triad. It has a root, a minor third, and a perfect fifth measured from the root. If you want to view it as a stacked version of thirds, you've got a minor third on the bottom part and a major third on the top. So notice that both the major triad and the minor triad had the same fifth, a perfect fifth from the root. It's only the middle note, the third, that was different. Now I'm going to have to move to a different key. I'm going to try it in rooted on a note D. If we wanted to play a D and major triad, we would go from the D up a major third to an F sharp, and then from the root to the perfect fifth of A. That's the notes of a D major triad, D, F sharp, A. And a D minor triad is D, F, A. Now I'm playing a D minor triad, and I want to change the fifth of this by lowering it. Here's the root, there's the minor third, here was the previous perfect fifth. I'm going to lower it to a flat. That's a minor third on the bottom and a minor third on the top, and the outside interval, root to fifth, is a diminished fifth. This is a diminished triad. Root, third, fifth of a diminished triad. Diminished triad has from its root to the third a minor third, and from its root to the fifth a diminished fifth. And that's where the term diminished triad comes from, diminished fifth. So let's go back to the beginning. Now we're in D. We're talking about D major. That's D, F sharp, A. And then we'll play D minor, D, F, A. The third's been lowered from F sharp to F. That's a minor triad. And then if we lower the fifth, that's a diminished triad. Well, to get to the augmented triad, it's easiest to start first at the major. Here's D major, D, F sharp, A. And if we take this perfect fifth and make it an augmented fifth, now we have D, F sharp, and A sharp. That's a D augmented triad. It is from the root to the third, a major third, and from the third to the fifth, another major third. So you're stacking major thirds together to make an augmented triad. So let's review the whole of all four of these. We've got the D major triad, D, F sharp, and A. We've got the D minor triad, D, F, and A. We've got the D diminished triad, D, F, and A flat. And we got the augmented triad, D, F sharp, and A sharp. Major, minor, diminished, augmented. So since these are the building blocks of more complicated chords, it's really important that you understand that structure for all the four basic chords. Major, minor, diminished, and augmented. I want to add two additional chords in here. That would be replacing the third of the chord. Here's the root, the third, and the fifth. Either replacing the third with the second note of the scale from that reference point of the root, or with the fourth. So here's the regular major triad. And if we use instead the fourth, we have that sound. This would be called the sus4 chord. The fourth replacing the third. In more expanded terminology, sometimes the suspended fourth chord. And sometimes that would resolve down to either the major or even to the minor chord. The sus4 chord, and then the other additional chord I wanted to add is the sus2 chord. We have a root, a second, and a fifth. Those together. And that could also resolve to a major chord or to a minor triad. Once again, sometimes using the term chord, it's a very general term. All of these examples have been three-note chords, the triad. Sus4, sus2, to a major triad. As I mentioned, these basic triads are really the building blocks for more complicated harmony, and we're going to talk about that later. And another issue that we'll talk about at a later time is inverting the chord. You have a root, third, fifth, and you can take the root, instead of having it as the lowest note, put it up an octave, and have a third, fifth root. We call that a first inversion chord. Or you could take both the third and root, put them up, and now the fifth is the lowest note, and that's a second inversion chord. We'll talk about that more in detail and some of the chords you would find within a full-scale system. Now, before we finish up this segment, I want to mention the fact that I've been playing these chords, these triads, in a root position and a close position, root, third, fifth. But it's very common on instruments to have a more space between the intervals. We're going to use the same three tones, three letter names at least, a D, an F sharp, and an A. But while still keeping the D as the lowest note, I might move the F sharp up an octave and have the root, the fifth, and then the third up an octave. And this is a common voicing for a triad. Here's the close voicing, and here's the open voicing. Very common on guitar. In fact, there's a couple different ways of playing it fingering-wise on the guitar. And for minor chords, that's also true. You could have a root, third, fifth, and for any of these triads, a root, third, fifth, and put that third up an octave. diminished triad. If I take the third and put it up an octave, I'm left with, let's say, open position of a diminished triad. And the augmented triad, if I take this third and put it up an octave, I end up with this sound. This is an augmented triad in close position, and this is when you open it up. And there are other possibilities while scrambling up the notes. In this case, I did keep the root as the lowest tone. And as I mentioned later, we'll talk about inverting the chord, where we move the root up and have either the third or the fifth of the chord as the lowest note. More on that later.